It's Monday, May 30th, 2016. I'm your host, Joe, and you're listening to the Wet Shaving News Podcast, powered by Sharpologist.com. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and happy Memorial Day Monday to you all. That's right, I said Monday, and the show is coming out on Monday. So it's our new show day. We're going to start on Mondays as of now. So basically moving on, we'll be every other Monday with a couple Mondays in between. So look forward to hearing us on that long, long Monday morning commute. I know mine is. So moving right along, we have some news on an old wet shaving company that's making a comeback. We'll discuss some upcoming meetups in the areas of... mostly in the USA. What's going on at the Wet Shaving Times blog site? Really interesting articles coming out of there. We'll talk about that as well. And we have a very special interview you won't want to miss. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So guys, happy Memorial Day. A few things I'd like to do before we get started. I'd like to take a moment to remember our fallen heroes. For those of you who live in the USA, this is a big holiday that we like to go outside and barbecue and have fun, but sometimes we forget the reason why we actually have this holiday. And the reason is to honor our fallen heroes in the military, all right, from guys that have passed away in service. So let's take a moment of silence to remember these fallen heroes. And let's get on with the show. So in industry news, we have something really big. Really, really big. Okay? We have Wade & Butcher has announced that they will be crafting new straight razors and be back in the market sometime in 2017. That's next year, guys. Not a long wait. So for those of you who are not familiar with Wade & Butcher, Wade & Butcher is a very desirable vintage straight razor. They produce lots of them. From the 1800s till the 1900s, really. Probably 1950s or so. And they ceased operations, and they have decided to come back. Now, these razors were produced in Sheffield, England, and on the website that they've come out with, they say they'll be produced in Sheffield, England again. So I'm not sure if it's going to be the same site, the same factory, the same everything. But I am sure that these razors will be awesome when they come out. So it's something to look for in the very, very near future, guys. So check it out. Now, they have the websites open. It's wadeandbutcher.com, but it's not much content on there yet. They do have an email list that you can join for updates. And I think they just came out with a Twitter as well, but I don't know the Twitter yet. So join the email list for the updates, and of course we'll keep you updated here, and I will try my best to get an interview. Not too much information I could find on the web, so I'll have to do a little digging there, and if I can get an interview from anybody over there, that would be really cool for everyone to hear. Just I'm really excited about this, and not only is this just one company and this one item coming back, but it's huge for the wet shaving community, isn't it? I mean, years ago, we're talking 10 years ago, wet shaving was almost gone. I mean, everybody's using Mach, you know, 5s and Mach 17s or whatever it is. And we've talked about this before. But now look at this. Now we have an old company deciding to come out and rebuild. And that's huge. That's just showing what an impact our traditional wet shavers have on the market. You know, just a few months ago we discussed that Gillette was bringing back regular double-edged razor blades to grocery stores, to Walmart, to, I think it was at the drugstores as well, like CVS and Walgreens. They have those items. They have them in stock, Gillette double-edged razor blades. So obviously, if a company like that sees a need to produce them and put them in packaging, there's a demand for it. So classic shaving's here. It's not going away. And hopefully we see more companies come back in the industry, and they come back to resurrect and bring back their products. I mean, really awesome. Big time news, guys. Look for it. WadeandButcher.com. Okay, another company, a little bit more of a modern aspect, would be Your Best Face. It's Your Best Face Skincare, and it's a really awesome company with some great products. They focus more on the higher-end line of skincare and shaving products, and it's been gaining a lot of attention. So Your Best Face Skincare, they're offering a special discount for Memorial Day weekend. So, guys, I know the show's coming out on Monday, but you still have some time to get in on this sale. The coupon code is actually SHAVEOFF40, all one word, no spaces, and it will give you 40% discount on your first purchase. Enough said right there. You can't beat that. So a little bit more about the company. You have it's owned by Daryl Owen, and it was established in 2004. He's very active in the community. He's very active on Facebook and his site as well. If you send him an email, he answers you back. Great customer service. Great guy. Look into it, guys. Your Best Face Skincare. With that coupon code and just at least check them out. Pretty cool stuff. So, Straight Razor Designs has a sale. It's a sale for the month of May, and I know we're at the end of May, right? So you only got a couple days to make a decision here. And it's for Mula products. Now, if you guys have seen Mula, and that's spelled M-U-H-L-E, you know about the safety razors and their brushes. Good stuff, right? But we're not talking about razors or brushes. Did you know that Mula makes more than razors, brushes, and creams? I didn't until a couple of days ago. So what Straight Razor Designs has going on right now is they're having a sale on the Mula products and its other items. It's shampoo, shower gel, body lotions, as well as an aftershave balm and shave cream. Whoa, I didn't even know they made this stuff. I'm sure it's great because everything they make is pretty good. I mean, I'm going to be honest. So, you know, check out Straight Razor Designs. They have these items. I've never even heard of it before. Check out the Mula's website as well. I'm sure it's on there. And then, you know, if any of you have tried this or used this stuff, let us know what you think. If it's and just your honest opinion, just send us an email. Another thing I'd like to go over, guys, before we move on to the next segment, would be that if you're a vendor and you have a new product, or you're an artisan that's got something in the works or some ideas, let us know. Most of our news comes from, you know, my personal research or, you know, some emails I get here and there, but mostly it's just me searching the web on the internet. And, you know, I'm active on groups and I'm active in certain forums, but I miss things here and there. So, guys, if you have something that you want to want featured, or you want an interview, you want somebody that, you know, you have an interest in a certain artisan to be interviewed or a company or something like that, let us know. And you can send me an email at joeb.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. We'll get this going. We'll definitely get it going. So, guys, like I said, new products, anything you got going on, if you own a company, if you work for a company, if you like a company and you found something cool, let us know. We'll feature it on the podcast. No worries there. So moving along, we're going to talk about the Wet Shaver Review. And that's a group on Facebook, right? The Wet Shaver Review. It's a group on Facebook. But there's something cool that came out. They actually collaborated with Case Shaveworks, and they made a special soap, a special scent soap and aftershave that's been gaining some attention. It's called Frosen, which is F-R-O-S-E-N, not Z, and it's a blend of red roses with a hint of menthol, and it sounds pretty nice. I mean, the rose scent has been getting a lot of attention lately. A lot of people have been talking about rose scent, and I'm sure it's interesting. So, you know, check out their store on Etsy. They have a small shop there. They have a lot of soaps, a lot of scents and stuff like that. Really cool. And if you're a member of Facebook, you want to join this group, the Wet Shaver Review, check them out at Facebook.com/WetShaverReview/, and just take a look, see if you like, you know, see if it's something you'd like to join, and maybe join it. I mean, really cool that they collaborated with an artisan to make a shave soap especially for their site. So I've used Case Shaveworks products. Really good products, really nice, And I'm a member of that group as well. So I thought it was really nice, really cool. I haven't purchased this soap yet, but I probably will in the near future.